My name is Barry Allen, and I am the fastest man alive. To the outside world, I'm an ordinary forensic scientist. But secretly, with the help of my friends at Star Labs, I fight crime and find other metahumans like me. I hunted down the man who killed my mother, but in doing so, I opened up our world to new threats. And I am the only one fast enough to stop them. I am the Flash.
What's up, y'all? It is Mike of iWatchMike.com. It is Saturday, November 18th, and we're going to be talking about The Flash. My thoughts on quite a few episodes, because I've been so behind. But for you people out there that don't know me too well, I just had my second son, and he's actually right behind me about to wake up. So if you hear any crying like that, he's only like about a week old, maybe. So no, actually, 9 days today. Yes. So he's a little baby, and it's just me and him. And so we're going to talk to Flash and try to get as many recap shows done as possible to catch up, because I finally like binge watched since he's a baby. He just sits in my lap and it lets me watch The Flash. So this episode is going to be Mixed Signals that aired Tuesday on the CW. It's October 17th, almost a month ago. My thoughts on this episode. Feel free to leave what y'all thought too, okay? You know, just wherever you listen to the show, just comment, tweet, wherever. This episode was cool. It was good. It didn't wow me, but it was still good. I enjoyed the beginning of the episode where the elevator kills the dude. I think my favorite out of this entire episode is seeing Gypsy. Now, I liked her in the following, but I really like her in The Flash. One, she just kicks ass. Two, she's hot. And three, she's wearing leather. That's just awesome. So it was great seeing her, because I'm a big fan. Big fan of hers. So hopefully we continue to see more of her. I thought the metahuman, the dude that took over like the tech stuff, I thought that was cool. There were some pretty cool Flash moments, the taking of the part of the car and all that good stuff. So that was cool. I guess the thing that kind of was Iris in this episode, because she decides that she wants to go to therapy with Barry, because I guess, you know, they're not admitting it, but there is some kind of communication problems. And maybe it's because Iris wants to be just more kept in the loop and help make decisions with Barry, but I don't know. I mean, when she trips out on the couch and says, you know, "You left me? I'll stay home by myself. You left me." I'm like, he was saving the world, Iris. He was saving the city, Iris. So for anybody that knows me, and I've been doing this recap show, I think from season one, I'm a big fan of Iris. I like her. I just didn't know why she was tripping, because it was like it could have been easily, I don't know. She could have just chilled out a little bit, because you were saving the world. But I guess now everything's peachy because she just wants to communicate more. I guess that's what it is. What else did I like? I like the end part where the tech guy was taking over Flash's suit. That was cool. And all the different things, features that Cisco had put in there that were totally backfiring. That was funny. And then the end, this guy, this brain dude, I call him the brain dude, that he's collecting these metahumans. The techie man, I just call him techie man. I don't even know what his real name was. You know, he was the first one. So by the computer, it looked like there was what, 4, 8, almost like, I don't know, 12 or 8 or 14. I don't know. There's a lot of them. I'm just wondering, when I was watching, I was like, are we going to get through the whole season and get all of them? Or are we going to like get halfway through? I don't know. But I'm curious to see, how all these, metahumans are going to turn out. I guess he's the new bad guy, this brain dude for the Flash and the Flash team. But other than that, I thought the episode was pretty cool. It was good. Like I said, it wasn't wild, but it was cool. I enjoyed it. If you want to hear more of my recap shows, feel free to go to my blog, iWatchMike.com, or you can go to, just go there. On the top, you can click the little tab that says podcast. Everything is there. Talking the Flash is available on iTunes and audioboom.com, just in case you don't feel like going to the blog and you want to like subscribe to the show. That way you don't miss a show. Feel free to do that. My Twitter, Instagram, all that good stuff is on my blog, iWatchMike.com, and I think that is it. So everybody have a great remainder weekend, and I'm going to try to knock out some more of these Flash episodes in just
my name is Barry Allen, and I am the fastest man alive. To the outside world, I'm an ordinary forensic scientist, but secretly, with the help of my friends at Star Labs, I fight crime and find other metahumans like me. I hunted down the man who killed my mother, but in doing so, I opened up our world to new threats. And I am the only one fast enough to stop them. I am the Flash.